Reformed Church.
So there's something cool that I shared. The series, as it stands right now, at the time of teaching this, is called the Unsealed series. In the future, I'd probably call it something else, but that's what it's called right now online. And I had taught on this particular concept, but was just remembering it. I thought it was cool that regarding, I mean, there's a lot of background to this, but regarding our ability to know the Lord and receive knowledge from the Lord and receive, that goes for any kind of knowledge. It goes for knowing Jesus more, and then it goes for all other knowledge as well. Whatever knowledge it is, the Bible basically says that we have been made, through Jesus' righteousness, we've been made worthy to know everything that he knows. I won't bring you through all the verses, but Revelation 5, 4, in this vision that John is having in Revelation, he sees a book that has seven seals, and it's that no one was found worthy to open those seven seals. And basically what that means is that there was knowledge locked up, and no one could receive that knowledge, and no one was found worthy to receive that knowledge. But it says in verse 5 that Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book, meaning that Jesus was worthy to receive all of that knowledge. Worthy, right? Like deserving and meritorious to receive that knowledge. And then it proceeds after that to Jesus opens each one of those seven seals and receives that particular knowledge that was sealed up and only sort of, you could say, in the possession of the Father. Jesus was able to see everything, all the knowledge that was sealed up. But the interesting thing is that it said that Jesus was worthy to be able to see these things, right? Because to receive from God, there needs to be worthiness to receive from God. That's what justice is. Jesus was found worthy, but John at first was crying at the beginning of this because it says that no one was found worthy at first. Now, the interesting thing, though, is that if you were to look at Revelation 3:4, it says regarding us that it's been given to us to walk with Jesus in white, and it says, for they are worthy. And the interesting thing about having Jesus' righteousness, when you see righteousness really as being worthiness to receive, having righteousness is not just beneficial to knowing that, you know, when you sin, that, you know, you still have communion with God and, you know, and that God's not judging you or something like that. But having righteousness is, it's your ability, your worthiness, your legal ability to receive from God, the fact that you're righteous. And so because Jesus is righteous and hence worthy, that's why he was able to receive, for instance, knowledge from God by opening those seven seals. But it says in Revelation 3:4 that us also with Jesus, that we've received Jesus' worthiness, that we walk with him in white and we are worthy with him. Now, it doesn't mean that we're worthy of our works, but we are worthy of receiving from God now because we have Jesus' same righteousness. You see, when you realize that righteousness is your legal ability to receive from God, the righteousness that we have is not our own. The Bible calls Jesus the Lord our righteousness. The Bible says that he became sin even though he knew no sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God. And a lot of believers acknowledge that verse, the righteousness of God, but they don't realize that righteousness is worthiness to receive. And if you have the same righteousness as God, then you have the same ability to receive the same things that God has and the same things that Jesus has received. It's righteousness, having that same righteousness is the basis for being able to receive everything that the Father and Jesus have. And so regardless of what it is that you need, in context, it was knowledge that Jesus was receiving, and he was found worthy to receive knowledge. But it doesn't matter what it is. Jesus is obviously worthy to receive everything that the Father has, and we have that same exact worthiness to be able to, as we already have, receive all this on the inside of us, but also to manifest those things and receive them to our flesh. We are legally able and worthy to receive these things. That's what righteousness means. It means that now you're able to receive it. You are a candidate to receive these things. The interesting thing about when Jesus opened the seven seals, each time Jesus opens a seal and looks in that book to receive that knowledge, one of the beasts in the vision looks at John and says, come and see. Invites John to see the same thing that Jesus saw. Whatever Jesus saw, whatever knowledge Jesus received, because he's worthy, John was able to see as well. You can read the book of Revelation. John was also able to see the same things that Jesus was able to see. But why? Because he has Jesus' righteousness. If you have Jesus' righteousness, you can receive everything that Jesus received in his resurrection. Because again, righteousness is worthiness. And that's why I brought you before to Revelation 3:4, where it says that they walk with me. Jesus saying, they, believers, walk with me in white, for they are worthy. There's a lot I can go into with this, because there are certain translations that even say that the white linen that's described that the believers wear in Revelation is the righteous deeds of the saints, which is a terrible translation. The white linen that he's describing here is the righteousness of the saints, but it's not righteous works. It's not your righteous works that makes you worthy to be able to receive from God or able to receive from God. It's the righteousness we've received as a gift from Jesus that has nothing to do with what you do or what you think during your day. It has everything to do with one thought, and that is your belief on what Jesus has done for you at the cross. But it's just important, and I'll pretty much wrap up with this, but it's just so important to understand when you say that you're righteous, you're saying, I'm able to see everything in my life that Jesus has already seen in his life. Everything that Jesus has received in his resurrection, I'm able to receive those same things. And it's based on righteousness. It's based on worthiness. One last point, if I have time to share this, but one last point is that the reason why in the past, why, you know, people weren't, including us, why we weren't able to receive from God, wasn't because the power wasn't available to heal people. The knowledge wasn't available to teach people. The reason why man couldn't receive from God wasn't because the inheritance wasn't available. The inheritance, namely the Spirit of God, has always been around. It was a legal problem. The reason why we couldn't receive from God, the thing that hinders people from receiving from God or hindered people from receiving from God was a legal problem. Because we were in sin, there was not a just way for God to get these things to us, for us to be able to see this knowledge in our mind or power in our body or whatever it is we needed to see in our life. What Jesus fixed was the legal problem that prohibited you from receiving and walking in the inheritance. The legal problem was sin. That was the thing that caused every person to fall short of receiving the glory of God. It was sin. When Jesus makes you righteous, that legal problem is solved. Now, Jesus really solved the problem on his end for the whole world, but in our case, our legal problem, our prohibition in receiving from God has been removed. You are now, by saying that you're righteous, not with your own, but with the righteousness of God, you're saying, I am now able to walk in everything that Jesus walks in. I'm able to now see in my life everything that the Father experiences in heaven. I'm able to see these things in my life. And that's what righteousness does. Righteousness is your disqualification for all the hurt and all the ignorance of this world and everything that's in it, all the evil in this age. Righteousness disqualifies you from that now. You're no longer a fitting candidate to walk like the Gentiles walk. Now you are a candidate to walk as Jesus walks. And that is what gives us hope of seeing whatever it is we need to see manifest in our life is righteousness. Being righteous means that I am now able to see that thing. You see, a lot of times we hear things about healing or knowing all things in our physical mind or raising the dead or whatever it is, or even seeing some kind of propriety in our life or transformation in our life. And they sound like lofty ideas, right? They sometimes sound like, well, that sounds great, but it sounds far-fetched or something. But the reason why it sounds far-fetched is because you don't understand righteousness. Righteousness means if you have the righteousness of God, how could you not be able to receive everything that God has? How could you not be able to walk in everything that Jesus has and everything that he walks in? The way that it works is this, and I'll stop here, as I just said like a few minutes ago, but I'll really stop here, that if I'm a just person and I say that I'm going to reward a particular deed, right, and two people both do the exact same deed in the exact same fashion, if I'm just, I give both of them the equal reward, right, because if they do the same right deed, then I give them the same right reward, and that's what righteousness is like. Even though our righteousness was not accomplished by a deed of our own, but a deed of Jesus, right, at the cross, it's still righteousness. And if Jesus has a particular kind of worthiness and righteousness, and God rewarded that worthiness and righteousness in his resurrection by raising Jesus up and giving him access to all his power and all his knowledge, and Jesus has full knowledge flowing through his brain right now. He's got full power through his body. He's got full working in all of his authority. if that's true, and you're given the same righteousness, that's why it's not far-fetched to say that you can see in your life every bit of knowledge and power that Jesus has, and everything that he is currently walking in visible in your life is because righteousness qualifies you for that. Okay? Just because you walk in the world doesn't mean you're like the world. We're not like this world. We are set apart, we're righteous, and we're holy, and we're separate from this world now. But it is righteousness that makes that distinction between us and the world and makes us exactly the same as Jesus. You are worthy to receive everything that Jesus has received in his resurrection. And that's why it's not far-fetched for you. You are a good candidate for God manifesting his power and wisdom in your life, right? That's what righteousness gets you.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.